The recording is on.
Thank you very much. So, hello everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Atlas II event subgroup call on the 6th of December 2013. It is now 16:10, and we will start by the agenda adoption. Do you agree with this agenda? Even if I would like to change it a little bit, because it was we were supposed to find an agreement on the themes for the summit, but it is not done yet. So we cannot use that for our events subgroup. So, but we can keep it like this, and then we will discuss. Huh? So, do you have any comment on the agenda? Okay. Okay. So we go ahead. Point two of the agenda is the roll call. Julia, can you please do the roll call?
Thank you, Tijani. Julia speaking. Welcome, everyone. On today's call, we have Tijani Benjema, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Eduardo Diaz, Sandra Offerichter, Wolf Ludwig, and Mathieu Camus. We have apologies from Christopher Wilkinson, Siva Subramanian Mutusami, Roberto Gaetano, Baudouin Schum, and Jordi Paraguir. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Carlos Reyes, and myself, Julia Charvelin. May I please remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you very much, Julia. So now we go to the item number three of the agenda, which is the main point normally, the definition of the themes for the London Summit. The definition of the themes of London Summit should be done collectively, not by a single group. It is something that we have to agree on it all together. And yesterday during our organizing committee meeting, the Atlas II organizing committee meeting, we found that there was a misunderstanding about this point, because people thought that the analysis done by each of us was sufficient to define the themes. But yes, the analysis is there, but the themes are not there, and we need them. So I plan to have an idea about the themes so that we can put them in the schedule that we proposed a few months ago, and that people comments on it, and I introduced the comments of people of our colleagues in the project. So now we have the version of 14th of May with the comments in. And but we don't have the themes yet, so I am waiting. Yesterday we decided that the themes should be done by the survey subgroup, and proposed to the whole committee, so that the committee will agree on the final themes to be addressed. That's why we cannot today decide on those themes, and we have to wait till the themes definition. Yes, Wolf, please, you have the floor.
Thanks, Tijani. It's Wolf Ludwig for the records. Well, I slightly tend to disagree again, as I did or noted yesterday already. I think we have a clear list of topic interests with clear priorities according to the preferences which were expressed via the survey. And if you have a look on this document I circulated yesterday again, which is called, it's an XLS file, we have clearly from top down, I can transparency and accountability, the future structure and governance of ICANNs, etc., IPv4 to IPv6, new GTLD, etc. So we have this clearly priority where people had the choice to rank a subject between least preference and top preference between 1 and 5, and we have the ranking of those key topics of interest, and according to this, I think, a selection of topics for Atlas II could be made. As I learned yesterday, you are expecting something different. I do not see that the survey subgroup as such will deliver such results. So the only thing I can offer, I will make a proposal over the weekend based on these topics, key topics of interest, and I will provide another input, what could be a basis of discussion for your group. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Wolf. That's exactly what I am waiting from you. And I would like to tell you that this ranking is very clear. It is objective. It is something that we can use very easily. But the problem is not there. The problem is in the others. And others, you have a lot of other ideas. And I think that we don't have to undermine or underlook. An idea from a single person, if the idea is important, if we collectively together we judge that this is a good subject to address. So this is the question I spoke about yesterday, and I said also that we have to include the future of internet governance and multi-stakeholder model. This is a subject that is discussed now, and I think we need to discuss it and to give our point of view on it. Wolf, yes, please.
It's Wolf Ludwig again for the records. Yes, I think we still have a problem with the presentation of the final results, as we repeatedly said. The survey results were unfortunately not presented as they were in 2010 in a clear and consistent manner, what gave us a quick overview about key priorities. So different people of the survey subworking group, had to spend some additional time to bring the results together. Under these conditions, I think a lot of details, useful details, may get lost. But I believe once we have a draft of an idea or of a compilation of key subjects, everybody who is interested still has a chance to raise her or his hand and to say, but I suggested, by the way, another subject and to feed in. So it will be a discussion process. It will remain a bottom-up process. So, and everybody who has really a keen and persistent interest to contribute beside the survey had a chance to step in and to make up his or her mind. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Wolf, and it's exactly what I want and what I mean. Eduardo, please.
This is Eduardo from Greco. Are you trying to say that, just to say what you said to Yanni about the, we need to add something about the internet governance and this multi-stakeholder, multilateral type thing that
yes.
is going to happen in Brazil, so I agree with you on that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Eduardo. So it's clear now, Wolf will propose very soon a list of themes, and the list of themes will be proposed to the whole organizing committee, to comment on it by email so that we can use it in our subgroup and elaborate the final agenda that will be proposed for the ALAC to be approved. Is it okay for everyone? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Eduardo. Very well. So now coming back to the schedule, if you want. You have in front of you on the Adobe Connect the last version of 14th of May of the proposed schedule. I think that, yes, and with this proposal, we discussed with the staff about the room availability. And I met in Buenos Aires, Erhan, a new Turkish staff member in charge of the meetings, and he I discussed with him. He has he had a paper with things written on it, and we discussed, and I got from him that we will have Saturday and Sunday 5 meeting rooms with interpretation for 2 rooms. And those rooms are for 14 person each, and one large room of 200 persons. Till this point, I was very, and he said, I cannot confirm definitely those rooms because I have to go to London in January, and after that I can give you the final decision. It was very good for me. I was very happy. And then Nancy came. And when we told her about what we said, she said, no, we cannot say that. We cannot confirm anything. Because first, we have to go to London. Second, we have to get the request of the other constituencies, because we don't have only ALAC. So it was as if you were flying and then you lost your wings. It was a real catastrophe for me. And I explained that very well to Olivier and to yesterday call. I will write a clear email to the meeting group, to the meeting staff, explaining that this is our needs. Please confirm as soon as possible. We cannot wait very long. This is the first step. I will make Heidi follow up with me this thing, because it is it is now we cannot wait. I don't think we can go more if we don't have the final room allocation. So if I trust Erhan, we will have for Saturday and Sunday 5 meeting rooms of 14 people each, with interpretation in 2 rooms and one large room of 200 persons. This is very well. This is what we requested, and this is what we have on this schedule proposal. And if this is confirmed, I think we can go ahead, because after that we will not have a need of 5 rooms. 5 meetings rooms simultaneously. And I want to tell you that when we say 5 rooms, that means that we will have 5 groups. That means that we will need 5 themes only. If we have 6 themes, we will not be able to address them. We will not be able to discuss them and break down groups. So this is the only elements I have regarding the room allocation, and I hope we will have better information in the future. As I told you, I will write a mail to the meeting staff explaining all that with a copy to Olivier and a copy to Eduardo and a copy to the staff. Do you have any comment on that? Yes, Eduardo, please.
This is Eduardo Tijani for the records. It's my feeling that we're going to, the idea of sending an email is great because it will put us on the record that we need this information soon. But I still think, I have a perception that we would probably have to wait for them to go to London. But, you know, at least, you know, they know what we need. I have a question. The total number of rooms will be 6 if we include the plenary room, right?
Yes, for the two first days, yes.
Okay, and I'm looking at the document that is in the Adobe.
Moment, please. I think that they counted the large room as one of the 5 rooms because they told us they have 2 rooms with interpretation. One of them is the big room.
Okay. So then there's 5 rooms.
Yes, 5 rooms.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And I have a question. This has to do with the document that is right there in the Adobe.
Yes.
For the Sunday time frame, is this it's going to be the whole day? It's going to be only break parallel sessions, right? There will not be a plenary during that day.
For Sunday, because since we have the rooms, the small rooms, we have to lose them, and we will not have them after that. So we need to finish the work of the groups, and to prepare because we need to prepare our reports. That will be because, as you know, we will have a declaration at the end, and the declaration
right.
will be the compilation of the whole of each group report.
Okay. Okay, so there will not be any plenary on Sunday, but we can provide comments to that later on, you know, when we get into more detail.
Sure.
Okay. Thank
sure.
you.
And as you see, the following days, I put something very general. I didn't put precise things except for the General Assemblies, because the General Assemblies, we have to do them when we have the 5 rooms. And
right.
I put them on Sunday at the end of the day, 2 hours for each RALO to make its or his General Assembly. But for the other days, it is general. We can exchange from place to the other. It's not a problem. What is problematic is to get those simultaneous meetings and to get those simultaneous rooms. For
okay.
the other days, it's not a problem. We can change. There is. It will depend on what the community will want.
Okay. I think we're going to get the 5 rooms. That's my feeling. So, you know, we'll just have to confirm that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Olivier, please.
Thank you, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. Olivier Crapin-Leblanc. I'm looking at the schedule which you've put on the Atlas Events.pdf on the Adobe Connect. Looking at the Tuesday, it says here, RALOs and at-large working groups. Tuesday is community day, so that's where we usually have our working sessions.
Yes.
Do you suggest replacing the working sessions by the RALO and at-large working groups?
No, I
because
think yes, go ahead, please.
Because I understand you've moved the Sunday ALAC working sessions over to Monday.
Exactly.
But I gather then Tuesday we also need the working sessions because that's when the ALAC meets with the GAC, with the board, etc.
Okay. Olivier, as I said to Eduardo, it is a little bit general. And we can change.
Yeah.
We can change this in this. We can change this by this. It is not a problem. If you want this schedule is especially to secure our groups, our simultaneous meetings. The others,
mm-hmm.
the other meetings, they are. We can change them. There is no problem.
Okay.
We have to agree together on them. That's all. This is the first draft, and it may be changed with no problem. What cannot be changed is the groups, the days when we have the 5 rooms for the groups. You have your hand still up, Olivier. Do you want to speak again? Olivier, I don't hear you.
I've put it down for a while, Tijani. It takes a while. My Adobe, for some reason, is very slow. So I'm out. Thank you.
No problem. Any other comments, please? Okay, if there is not other comments on this point, we can go to the point number four, which is summit. This is what we are doing now. Point number five, next steps. So next steps are first, Heidi and Julia, you can take this action item. Tijani to send an email to the staff, to the meeting staff, about the room allocation, and this is tomorrow. And then
Tijani, is there some more comments?
Pardon? You have more comments? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Wolf.
Sorry, I was muted and couldn't step in earlier. Well, it's more a question than more like a question than a comment. A comment is for Ludwig for the records. As Olivier asked or mentioned before, here on this document, we have your event proposal from 2nd of May, updated from the 14th of May. This gives an overview or a sort of rough structure for the summit planning, but the document I'm supposed to do and I will work on over the weekend regarding topics and themes, etc., from the survey, I will present them in another format. I will not try to feed in the outcomes or the recommendations, the results from the survey into this format. I think this can be done at a later stage, so I will provide a document in a different format. I will try to make some suggestions, what topic could be suitable for a main session, what topic could be suitable for a workshop session, etc. And okay. Afterwards it will be a second step to bring this in line with the schema you provided already. This was just more or less a question or a comment from my side. Thanks.
That's very good. That's exactly what we need. Thank you very much, Wolf. And Eduardo is agreeing with you, so it's okay. Any other comments? Okay. So back to the next steps, so sending an email to the meeting staff, and after approval of the themes that Wolf will bring, will give to the whole organizing committee, the establishment of the final agenda according to the themes approved, also according to the input about the kind of session we will need. And so those are the next step for me. Is there any other comments? Yes, Eduardo, please.
This is Eduardo for the record. Tijani, our next organization working team call is going to be December 19th. Do you think that by that time we will have, you know, I mean, we can do this offline, but do you think we can have, you know, like a very commented agenda for the week with the themes, so we have something more substantial that we can say, you know, we have something that we can base this and we can fine-tune it from that point on until we get to Singapore, we will really fine-tune it there.
Yes. Eduardo, I do think that for our next call, which is, I think, programmed for the 28th, isn't it? Oh, no, from the 18th of this month. We need to agree on the final themes and the final form of meetings or form of sessions. This must be agreed on the next meeting of the whole organizing committee, and then those must go to the ALAC to be agreed on, to be ratified. So I think that next month ALAC call will be the date of the final approval of the final agenda of the summit.
This is Eduardo for the record, Yanni. So two comments about that. One is that, you know, when we get to that call, it's not the 18th, it's going to be the 19th, it's going to be a Thursday, so like yesterday. But before we get to that call, we have offline, we have to agree as to what we're going to, have a consensus on that call, so we don't have to come up, you know, with things right there on the fly. That's one comment, that's my recommendation. And second, when we get to the ALAC final ratification, we should make a point that, you know, it's a final ratification, but things might change. To find things that we need to fine-tune. So, you know, the fact that ALAC will ratify it at one point in time doesn't mean that it might change by the time we get to London. Thank you. I mean, yeah, that's my point.
I agree with you, Eduardo, but when I say the final, it is final for now, if you want. If you want, we will have something which is formal, which is now, after the ALAC ratification, something that we can count as an official document. The official document can be updated, sure, if there is a new thing, if we change something, if there is some change, if there is a new subject, a very hot topic discussed, and I can, perhaps you can include it. So it can change, but we can say that we have an official document after the ratification of ALAC, of the ALAC. That's all. Thank you.
This is Eduardo again, Yanni. Well, that would be great, because based on that, then we can go ahead and start working on the other logistics and things like that. So that would be great.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Okay. Any other comments? Okay. I see that. Yes, please.
Tichani, it's Wolf Ludwig. I left a question in the chat room.
Ah. This.
I don't know whether I misunderstood what you said before about the timeline and the next call, and
yes,
the program should be finalized in about a month. I don't know whether this may not be a little bit too ambitious or too tight. Whether we shouldn't provide, because we have to count with a seasonal break, and according to my experience, from end of January until beginning of end of December until beginning of January, at least there will be 2 weeks when many of our people will be on seasonal holidays and not following, etc. Therefore, I think we shouldn't push too much to finalize the program outline for Atlas II too early, and to provide a little bit more time for reflection and discussion. This is my opinion about this. Thanks.
I understand very well, Wolf, your concern, but can we agree on two milestones? The first one is that the meeting of 19th of December of the whole organizing committee, agreeing on what you will provide in this weekend about the themes and the format. This is something that can be done, I think. And the second milestone will be the January ALAC meeting approving this those themes and this format. I think if we have that, if we agree on those milestones, we are not in disagreement, because what is needed as work, it is what is needed is first have the themes, and you will provide them very soon, and then we have those themes. We need the approval of the organizing committee, and it will be done. And last on 19th of December, and then during the ALAC meeting, we will propose this, and we will try to find their agreement about it. We need Wolf. My concern is to have an official document so that everything can start, because now nothing can start if we don't have it. Everything can start. Logistic, everything, press release, any other activity related to the summit cannot start if we don't have that. Do you agree with me? Okay, Olivier, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Tijani. It's Olivier. So two things. First, on the finalizing of the Atlas II program, I agree with you, Tijani. The survey is done, the analysis, I spent some time yesterday on the analysis, and I think that we've actually got, I'll just need to put it all in one go. There's only one question that asks about, I think there's only one question that asks about the program itself and what our ALSs are interested in, and the subjects that have come out are pretty clear. So that really shouldn't be more than a week's worth of looking at. With regards to the ALAC ratifying those suggestions, that can indeed be done during the ALAC call in December, and so we can get things out of the way and on the rails by January. It would be completely impossible if we're going to, after having gone through a full consultation of all of our ALSs, it would be completely impossible to then build something and then go through a full consultation of our ALSs again to find out if they agree with this. We've got the information at hand. The at-large structures had their chance to say what they had to say on building this agenda. Now it's part of this working group to build the agenda. And we've made enough calls out there for more people to join. Let's just get things moving forward. And you know, that if we don't, then there's not going to be enough time to actually do the work by the time people arrive in London. That was one comment. The other comment I was going to make was with regards to the parallel RALO general assemblies on the Sunday. I have a concern about this, Tijani. I know this is a first draft, and this is why I thought I'd immediately touch on this. 1700 to 1900 at the end of the second day, when they've started work at 9 o'clock in the morning, is going to be pretty hard for the General Assemblies, especially since I think some of the General Assemblies might wish to be longer than a couple of hours. It really depends on the RALO. So the suggestion is to let the RALOs decide on how long they want their General Assemblies to be. Some RALOs might wish to have a six-hour General Assembly. Some RALO might have a one-and-a-half-hour one. Let them choose what length of General Assembly they want, and then we will sprinkle those throughout the week. One of the reasons also for sprinkling those throughout the week is that you do need a mix throughout the week for the ALSs to work both on local issues and on at-large and ALAC issues. That would keep them more interested in attending every day. And I'll be very frank, the concern being that if there is a day when they don't see there's something that is RALO-specific, they will just go out and see the sites. I'm not saying all of them will. I'm saying some of them might suddenly think, well, there's nothing that relates to the RALO specifically. Let's just go out and visit. And that's not what we've got our ALSs in London for. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Olivier. Regarding the General Assemblies, I don't think I thought that it was it was interesting to have them during the time we have the five rooms, because we can make parallel general assemblies. And why I thought it was better to make them parallel, because exactly because we want the ALSs be free to go and attend the other meetings of the of ICANN, and putting those as general assemblies at the end of the day, that all the other meetings are already finished. I think this is this was a good thing. But I agree with you that the RALOs may have other idea, and we will not oblige them to do what we want. That's sure. This program is a first draft, and it is in the absence of any other input. When we get other inputs, we will change it accordingly. Just give us the input. Just make people give us the input. That's all. And we are conditioned by the availability of the rooms. This is a main point. I think that it is a good thing to make those general assemblies during the two first days, because we will have interpretation in two rooms, which is very good for us, because we need we need the AFRA law and the LACRA law rooms be interpreted. So it is very good. And we will have simultaneously five rooms. So this is, again, this is just a first just a first draft, and every comment is welcome. We will change the program as we receive comments, and as we receive agreed comments, because if only one want to change something and the others don't agree, for sure we will not change it. This is something that we will do with great pleasure. You have your hand up, Olivier. You want to comment?
Yes, please, Tijani. Thank you. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. I was going to suggest, as a result of our discussion now, an action item, which would be for at-large staff to immediately get in touch with RALO leaders to ask on what their requirements are for the their general assembly that will take place in London. And that, as a result, some might want just 2 hours, in which case it will probably be okay to be able to run it on the Sunday. Some might wish to have more time, in which case it would probably be even better to have it run sometime during the week. So we could actually even have a mix on the two. And I think this should be solely with regards to the General Assemblies. With regards to the overall schedule, let me get this straight. Get the RALOs to tell this working group what their requests, what their requirements are for their General Assembly. And the second thing, and that's not an action item, but that's for this working group to do then, is to, once there have been a few modifications to this agenda, circulate it to the ALAC and to the regional leaderships in order to get the feedback on it and make it evolve. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Thank you very much. Yes, I totally agree with you. Please, Olivier, remind me your first remark. I forget about it.
The first remark, Tijani, it's Olivier speaking. The first remark was to do with the action item, wasn't it?
No.
So the action item was for Sylvia to immediately get in touch with RALO leaders for their requirements for the region's General Assembly in London, including date, time. I don't think there needs to be including date, time. It's mostly how much time do they need. We don't really care about the date that they wish to do. It's for this working group to work out the date afterwards. Duration, that's it. And the other thing was, I think that was it. The only other thing that I did say was that when you have the parallel RALO General Assemblies, on one day, and you don't have you have some days which do not have any ALO activity, this might signal some ALSs that there's nothing for them to stick around for, and therefore they might go out and visit London rather than remain in the ICANN meeting. I totally understand your point, Tijani, that we are bringing them for them to take part in ICANN activities as well.
Exactly.
But I think we'll probably have to play this one quite cleverly and intermingle ICANN activities with activities for the RALOs themselves and for the ALSs themselves. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Olivier. Eduardo, please.
This is a wonderful record. It's a question for staff, Carlos, or whoever is there. Is there a centralized section in the wikis where we can look at these action items specifically for this summit? That's a question.
May I answer your question? Normally, Eduardo, the meeting page will include the action items. So each meeting page will include the action item of that that meeting. But if you want, we can ask the staff to put the action items on our on the event subgroup wiki page, so that it will be visible for everyone.
I was looking more like a centralized place, and you know, maybe categorize it by subgroup, because otherwise, I would probably have to go to each meeting and find out what action item is there. And it would be better to look at it as a one page, you know, from action item towards some meeting towards subgroup X, Y, Z, or general. And the reason for this is so I'm trying to put together some time of time frame of things to do, and I want to make sure these action items are in there, so we don't forget about them. Thank you.
So you are proposing that the staff put the action items in the subgroup wiki page?
Something like that. I can talk to Carlos offline and talk to him about what we can how we can do this. So we have a clear picture of what needs to be done in one place. So Carlos, I will get you in touch offline and we get something going there. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. So, Olivier, please.
Thank you, Tijani. It's Olivier. Just read the chat. I think we've found. So, master AI page, and I think that Carlos will be putting this together. There's a master list of all calls at the moment that's there, and Carlos says, so there's going to be more streamlining wiki activity for Atlas too. So Carlos is going to work on the wiki and expand it. And certainly,
okay.
A master item list sounds like an excellent thing. If I could suggest that it would be some kind of table that also each time also references in one column what the sub working group is for that action item, or where that action item came from what sub working group. We definitely need a dashboard to find out, and we, as in, I guess, probably the two chairs and the overall organizing committee, needs a dashboard to be able to track absolutely everything that's taking place there, because there's a lot of parallel tracking going on.
Okay.
Excellent,
so,
excellent idea, Eduardo. Thank you.
So, Olivier, you are proposing that we get a master page for action items of the summit organizing committee as a whole with its subgroups, isn't it? Olivier?
Yep, absolutely. I'm mute. It takes me a little while to unmute, Tijani, sorry.
Okay.
Yes, that's exactly, I think that's exactly what Eduardo was referring to, and I would fully support this.
Okay,
of course,
action
items in each one of the calls, but these would also be copied to the master action item list, so
okay.
We know
okay.
Where we are, and we then Eduardo or everyone doesn't need to go from one call to another or from one working group wiki page to another working group wiki page.
Okay, that's very well. Okay, but there is a problem of presentation. We need to have clearly each subgroup very well highlighted, so that you are not obliged to read all the page to find your subgroup and your action items. This is good, and I hope that it will be well presented, so that it will be helpful more than perhaps getting more confused. Very well. Thank you very much. So, any other business?
This is Eduardo. I have a question.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. This question is for Heidi, I guess. The link that you put in there with the master, how's it called? Master, what is it? I got it here. The master list
of calls.
Of calls. Is that part of the Atlas 2 directory, or is that somewhere else? That's my question.
This is Heidi. Thank you, Eduardo. That page is now on the portal, on the Atlas 2 portal, about halfway down the page. So again, the idea is when people come on to the Atlas 2 portal, they'll see the main organizing committee page, then they'll see now a list of all the working groups,
okay.
And then below that they'll see a master list and various documents.
Okay. Okay. I will look at it and see how see it better. No problem. I will look for it there. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, ID, for the precision. So it is already done. Thank you very, very much. Any other business? So if we don't have any other business, we will have 3 minutes before our end of the call. So thank you very much for your participation.
Sorry, I'm wondering when the next call, when would you like the next call to be? Has that been clarified?
I think that our next call must be after the ALAC. It will be too late. No, we need a new call in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. So that would be, let's see, today is Friday. So,
yeah.
Look. So that would be the 20th. Be the 20th?
Yes. After. So it will be after the organizing committee call.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Is this a good time, or should we do a little...
I think we have to keep the same time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. So, do we have any other comments? If you don't have, thank you very much. This call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Pia.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Disconnect. And have a good weekend to everyone if we're not speaking.